Okay, everybody. We're in the middle of the sugya of Tasa v'lo Menasui. So, he mentioned yesterday the opinion of the Rambam. The Rambam says that on page 3, Asara Tanoim Yesh V'Bais. Right? There are 10 conditions that you have to have in a house in order to fulfill the requirement of having a mezuzah. And one of them is to have a delos. And if you look at the Ravid, disagrees. Because of a Ravid, I didn't bracket it, because of a Ravid on page 3, Sheilud losses lo nemar al mishum heketzir. That the idea of Tali Dasha Beresha, it's not because you need losses. It's because you need to know which way to put the mezuzah. So you need a heketzir. So that's why you make the dashi, you know, which is the, ultimately, which is the thing that the doorway is gonna be on. And so apparently, like the Rosh and others point out, that the Rambam learned, that the Rambam learned that Gemara, Tali Dasha Beresha, because if you don't have the door, then you don't have the chiyuv. And the Ravid saying no. Who's the Ravid saying, like, which Rishon that we saw already? Tosos, right? The Ravid's like Tosos because it's a din in Heketzir. Now there is a famous tshuva quoted on page 4 in the Kesef Mishnah. On page 4 in the Kesef Mishnah, you see the second arrow, go a little further down from the second arrow on page 4 on the right, where it's the paragraph that begins V'chachmi Lunil. See that? V'chachmi Lunil. So the Chachom of Lunil Shalom Rabbeinu. So as they ask the Rambam, they confronted the Rambam and asked him about his shita, about the doors. So he's going to say, "Mesubuk lot of a masha omer v'sheyild losus l'fi masha kibalnu hadamrin perka komet zahud omer le'toli doshi bereisha lo nemer al mishum heketzir v'shar shebein b'shnei batim sheish lam yitzir b'kanu b'kanu v'ini keres v'yosu l'chem tzoy al heketzir shebo." In other words, they asked basically the Rambam the question of the Ravid. They asked him the question of the Ravid. What are you talking about that Tali Dasha Beresha means that you need losses for the Chova? It's not true from the Gemara before that you just need it because you don't know which direction to put the mezuzah. So therefore you put up the door so you'll see where the Heketzir is. So the Rambam responded, Tshuva, Zesha Martim, Yishub Heketzir, Mitol HaBaha, V'chidashisu Smucha B'Gemara, he says, who said you're right? There was, just because one Gemara was before the other Gemara, like we have a concept of smuchin in Chumash, one pasuk is next to the other pasuk that can teach me halacha. But maybe who says we say that in Gemara? What does it mean? You put a mezuzah on the mezuzah, on the doorpost, and on the gate? What does that mean? For Pesach she'elu losses Pesach mikri shal lo ikri fe'mukach reish ervin. But when the stabbing zel l'shum kachem ba'olam she'ed achiv tolo el b'shar kepashni dekro. He says, the Rambam says that you know where I got it from? This halacha that you need doors? From the pasuk in Chumash. Because the pasuk in Chumash says uksavtam al mezuzos beisecha uvisharecha. What is a shar, a gate? That's a door. You need a doorway, mezuzos besecha, and you also need a shar. So the Gemara says shar means the gate of the city, but it could also mean the gate of every doorway has a gate. What's the gate? The door is the gate, and that's where the Rambam says where he got it from the pasuk. Say the chiyuv toloy al mashar kipashin yikra. Reish kibusha sha'omer rav nachman likbol al mezuzah al pesach shaloy al losos lavu mei mashar sova shachiyuv mezuzah al pesach bavad. Al kevi shem min al mezuzah omer rav nachman lami al mezuzah al pesach l'chach yem min al losos. Ubedivei rav nachman tilmud inyun ze shari amal le tali doshi bereisha v'lo amal le tali doshi v'lo amal avu pishak siva al mezuzah ibu nechaz ein menichem vasa asher tabur hadelis. Say the chiyuv al mezuzah rashar v'lo mezuzah ba'amah. So that's what he told him, to put up the doorway first, the door first. And once you put up the door, now you put up the mezuzah. Oh. So now we saw the Levush says that if you don't do that, you put up the mezuzah first, before the door, and it's possible. Even if you're going to put up the... Well, according to the Rambam, you don't have a chiyuv to put it there. But if ultimately you put up a door, then the mezuzah was there from what? From before, that mezuzah is no good. That's tasa v'lo menosa. That's tasa v'lo menosa. So if you look at the Keren Ora on page 5, Tali Dashi Bereisha, Ayin Rashi Matosis. Rambam says the third shot. Tali Dashi Hainu Deiduchai B'mezuzah Alim Yeshul Delis. Mashaheshi V'chach V'ilubim L'shitos K'shoshav Tzos. Adamrinu Chotach V'yiniach V'chakach Hemit P'sul M'shem Tassim V'chol Shalom Hemit M'zuzah Fadei Enol Losos Adayim. My Yeri Yed P'sul M'shem Dominiach Ad Shalom Hemit M'zuzah Pesach V'il Hemit Ad M'zuzah K'chol Shalom Delis Adayim Shas P'turhu. He's saying like this. What did the Gemara say? That original Gemara that we saw on Lamed Gimel of the days. What did the Gemara say? The Gemara says that if you have a reed, right, and you put the mezuzah in the reed before you put it on the door, it's no good. Right? So why did the Gemara have to say that? According to the Rambam, even if the reed was put up first, it's also no good, because if you didn't put up the door. I mean, it's mashu from the Gemara, and this is what the Karen was asking. It's mashu from the Gemara that you have to put up the reed first, that's the molding, and then you put the mezuzah, right? But you can't put the mezuzah in the bamboo reed and then put it up, right? But let me ask a question. But according to the Rambam, even if you put up the reed first, it's still, and then you put the mezuzah, it's still no good because you didn't put the door first. So it's mashu from the Gemara, the only thing we care about is that what? That you put the reed first. You put the molding first. Because that's the only thing the Gemara says tassel l'nosa. According to the Rambam, the Gemara should give us a bigger fish. That even if you put the reed in the doorway first, and you put the mezuzah on it, but you didn't put up the door, it's still going to be puzzle. But the Gemara didn't say that. The Gemara only said, the only thing you have to make sure is you put up the reed first. So why did the Gemara have to tell us that chiddush? The Gemara should have told us the bigger chiddush, that even if you put up the reed first, and then you put the mezuzah on the reed, it's still not going to be good because you didn't put up the door. So that Gemara, the Keren Ora says, it seems to contradict the Rambam. Because the Gemara said, just make sure, put up the reed in the doorway, and then put the mezuzah. But that's not necessarily good, because you have to put up the reed and put up the door. And the Gemara never said that, in that Gemara. This Gemara seems to say it, but that Gemara didn't say it. Prove it. You hear the kasha?
So the Karen Ora is going to say like Jesse. Karen Ora and the Nezer HaKodesh. He's going to say a Chiddush. Because the Levush says, I mean, the bigger people in the world of the Pesach Halacha, the Levush and the Shach, you know, so they're still okay. You know. The Levush and the Shach say, no, if you put up the mezuzah first and then the door, you got to take down that mezuzah, or else it's no good. But the Karen Ora says it seems to be against the Gemara. Because the Gemara just said the only thing you have to make sure that's up first is the reed. So he says that even he says Tayanir Ksas the postal Kamu Divir Rambam Lo Yitmar El Kodam Asiyas Mezuzas HaPesach Al Kodam Asiyas Adel Nehibin Mitzvah La'Sos Achas Liyas Adelot Kedamar Nachat Hol Dach Shereisha Al Kodam Kodam Adel Kol Mitzvah. He says like this, him and the is going to say there's no tassel woman also. Meaning, yeah, the best thing is in a hanami is to put up the frame, the molding, then the door, then the mezuzah. But if you put up the mezuzah, the molding, and then the mezuzah and the delos you put later, it's still kosher. Why also? Why is it kasha? The Levush says it's possible. So what's the pshat? If you're not chayim, then it should be kasam lo min also. So what's the answer? No, but there's no chiyuv at all if there's no door. So then how can you put up the mezuzah without what? How can you put up the mezuzah without the door? It's kosher. He's saying the Karen Ora. So what's the pshat? So there's a lomda shechilah, which the Nezer HaKodesh is going to say. And getting ready, does anyone want to say it? I'll tell you the lomda. You want to say it? Oh. What does that mean? Okay, let me put it. You see, the Rambam, he lists the 10 things. Abel Haim, Abel Haim, these are the 10 things. Remember the thing. Abel Haim. This is the risk of killing. There's certain things that are the essence of the mission. So you can't have a mezuzah if you don't have a door frame, the frame of the door. Because that's where the mezuzah goes on. If I don't have a frame, then there's no need to talk about it. That's the essence. That's not a condition. That's the essence of the thing. You need, so it's a Pesach. You need a Pesach. Put it on a Pesach. Then there are external conditions that you also need, which are not the essence, but they're side requirements. So theoretically, you can put up a mezuzah even though if the room wasn't valid, or it wasn't, because that's a requirement. But that's not the essence of the thing. So he says, so it could be the din of Tasev Lo Min HaOsoy. The din of Tasev Lo Min HaOsoy is if you don't have the essence, you don't have the frame, because you're just putting it on the bamboo before you have the frame. So that's Tasev Lo Min HaOsoy. But if you have the frame, you just don't have the door. So you're right, you're not chayim. But that's a side condition. That's not going to make it possible of an officer. I think this is right. I want you to appreciate it. why this is emes. So I'm going to, it'll take me a little bit of time to explain to you why. I mean, I shouldn't have worked at it because, you know, I still have, I'm with Jesse here. And we're going against Shach and the Bush, so that's not easy. The world of Shach Halacha, you know, the Shach usually wins. But that doesn't mean you can't say anything.
The dwarf frame, that's the essence. So if it's not there, you can do anything. So of course, but the fact that you need an al-dalit, you need to have a ceiling, you need to, those are side requirements. But that's not, there's a difference between the esem chiyuv and the tanoi chiyuv. Now, I'll prove it to you. Okay? You want to, Jake? You want to prove it to you? Okay? You want to prove it to you? Okay, but still you could say the bottom line is you need all the conditions. So this is what I think. And maybe it could be answered to something. Listen carefully, very simple. Remember our good old Gemara Kotei Begodish? So what's the din of Kotei Begodish? No good, right? But if there was a tefach there from before, it's okay. Because that has a shape schach. Now is that Hashem Sukkah, a tefach? No. But it's enough. With ideas, you don't need the whole hechsher. In other words, for the schach not to be a problem, pasim and also, you just need that I can call the schach, even though I don't have a whole good sukkah here. When I put the sukkah up, when I put the schach up, but I don't need it. All I need is that I should be able to call this schach. How do I call it schach if there's a tefach of aspects, and then it's not pasim and also. So the same thing, I can't call this a mezuzah. A kviyas mezuzah, unless I have a frame. Once I have a frame, it's a kviyas mezuzah. And then I'll fill in all the details later. Right? I quote this book. So the same thing over here. I need my frame. Is that a good achiyah for mezuzah? No, I still need a room, and I need dalet al dalet, and I need. Never met with all the earth. But the din hasav l'mosay is not in the heksher hadover. It's just in the initial formation. And then you fill in all the other conditions later. So what's the initial formation of a sukkah? Hefach essence.
what's the initial formation of what? Of a mezuzah? A Pesach. Then, of course, you need a room, but you need this, and you need that, and you need a ceiling. So that is the yisod that what? That the days, let me show you the days of Kodesh inside. Wait, let's see the side that you'll, that you can argue with me. Page 6. Venera. Venera de Efshaloman, the bottom of page 6, left side. The Sovra Ram de Bishvil Chisar Delas Lohavi Hasev Lomenos. Against the Vishach Lavush. Mitam de Eidapsul Beguf Hadover Shah Mitzvah Bosh. Haina, the Iker HaMitzvah Hu Alasip. The Iker Mitzvah is the frame. Vizel HaMizuzuz Beisechel Misharecha. Vadelis Hu Tnai L'Hachir. But Delis is the Tnai to the Chir. We may the Kishav Kova Mizuzah Gamponim HaModus HaDelis Eikan Mishim Tassim Lomidos. But if you put it up before the frame, that's the essence. That's not a condition. That's the essence. A condition means I can live without it, but you're making me do these conditions. But the frame is the essence. That's not just a condition. So even though the Rambam makes it sound that all 10 are equal, it's not, but in Lumbus, it's not equal. There's a difference between the frame and all the other conditions. And then he quotes Matzinum. And then he comes back to the Rihalama that we saw before Sukkos. Right? The Rihalama says if you build a sukkah inside the house and then you take off the roof, right? So then maybe that's okay because it's a dover mibachutz. Because the veicha tikkun doremus psul yom shavachanam mibachutz. Chaz de achochav v'mufush aramum. As I'm not sure what told us to raise him, was fierce to rush from a book called Mr. Kavi. Parish, Oka Parish Rashi, Oka Parish. I told him. And he says, and you don't have to say that the Ram hold that Tali Dashi Varesha is referring to the door. That's the way the rush looks. The Rambam is referring to the door. That based on this rush, that the rush says therefore it's possible. And also, you don't have to say that. He's learning. The Rambam could be learning this Gemara like Rashi or Tosfos. If you want to say it's a din, you could say it's a din like Tosfos. I can see it, but no, you could say like Rashi. You don't have to necessarily learn that the Rambam's saying it is because you need a door, or else you can't put up a mezuzah. But that's your defense. That there's no lots of it on the osoy, even if you put it up before the delis, because even though the delis is a mechayiv for the mezuzah, but it's only a tnai, an external condition. It's not the essence. And the din of pasul on the osoy is if you did it the asiya before the essence of the mitzvah was even there. Like if there's no halal tefach by the sukkah, then you didn't have anything. There was no essence. There's no shem schach. But you see from that din that you don't need a hechsher of the whole dover, or else you'd have to. And that's the whole reason why you can argue with the Hagos Maimony about putting the. That's why the Bach said that whole Hagos Maimony about putting the schach before the defanus is only a kumra, because really you could probably put up the schach before the defanus, because you don't need that the shasasiyah is machshir the whole mitzvah. It's just, it has to have a minimum chaloy shame. So if there's no avir, there's no chaloy shame. And if there's no Pesach, there's no chaloy shame. But there could be a chaloy shame if there's a Pesach, even though there's no adelis. Because adelis is a tonight b'chutz, that can come later. So I'm very into this. I'll tell you why I'm into this. I have another secret agenda why I'm into this thing. But I'm going to divulge that momentarily, what my secret agenda is. Jake, I'm going to tell you my secret agenda. So, what will you?
The Rambam summoned the door of the Dvar Reisa, huh?
It's a din d'oraisa, havana. Everything's a din d'oraisa here. And the sukkah also, that you need more than a tefach airspace, is also a din d'oraisa. So it's not a difference between, in other words, something can be a tanai and be a d'oraisa.
Everything else
by the sukkah is a din d'oraisa also? Yeah, it's all d'oraisas. And yet, that's enough to say that it's not tasa v'loman also. All you need is that tefach. But you still need 10 tefachim for a midaraisa. It's not enough. No one says, oh, it's a good sukkah if you have a tefach. Well, it's a svara. In other words, where you put, what is the pasuk? I mean, or you could say it's a pasuk. You're putting the mezuzah on the pesach. That's the essence. That's the essence. If there's no Pesach, where are you going to put the mezuzah? In the air?
It's coming from the same place.
Yeah.
It's coming from the same exact process.
Right. But one could be the essence and one could be the... Right. Right. We'll see more. There's more to say. But look, at the end of the day, the Shach, the Lavush disagreed. So I'm not saying this is the end-all or be-all. But I'm very into this, and I'll divulge my hidden agenda momentarily. But first, let's get the questions here. Yeah.
I don't see the comparison between the two things. That one tefach is not that the sukkah.
The essence of the sukkah is the schach, and it only has a shame schach if it's mahil on avir, and a mahir and avir tefach gives it a shem schach. Now, but that's not a good for the hechsher sukkah. The hechsher sukkah needs at least 10 tefachim, so that you could do later. You see, if the halacha was not like that, if the halacha would have been by chotei begodish that you need 10 tefachim, then I understand. But you don't need 10 tefachim. You only need a tefach. Understand?
Well,
what?
One of the ten tonight is also
mezuzah,
which we claim was the
frame, right? Right, so that is not a... He's saying that's not a tonight. That's the essence. That's even though the Rambam calls it ten tonight,
one out of the ten exactly.
Is the essence. And the nine mm-hmm. is there. I like this. I'll tell you why in a second. But
according to the Rambam and this Shita, if you put up the door posts, then you put the mezuzah on, then you put on the door.
If you put the doorpost, then the mezuzah, then the door.
Right.
So according to the Levush and the Shach, it's possible.
Right.
According
to the Rambam here.
Well, they're saying within the Rambam.
Right.
According to the Karen Ora and the Nezer Kodesh, it's okay.
Right. When would you make the bracha?
When would you make the bracha?
When you put the door on? When
would you make the bracha? That's an excellent question. When would you make the bracha? Where would you make the bracha? In other words, he wants to know, according to the Rambam, if this shot is true, that I can put up the mezuzah before the door, so when do I make the bracha? Because when you're putting it up, how can you make the bracha? It's not... It could be you can make it right away, even before you put up the door, if you have... You have intent. If you have intent to put up the door, he's asking a wonderful question. He was, according to the Rambam, if this pshat is true, when do you make the bracha? If you're putting up the mezuzah before you put up the door, and we're saying that that's kosher according to the Nezer Kodesh and the Karen Ora, when do you make the bracha? Well, yeah, but he's working with he can be working with the Lavush. He's not working with
I don't know if you already know the answer, but you said that coming to the view, just like the Lila coming to the view with the dead, like you have plenty of Lila to make
Sivaya. So when do you make the bracha?
So you make it now when you're coming to the view, I have mine.
Right, so that's what I was thinking. Maybe you make the bracha right away.
That, but that's only if you know the door's coming.
Though. Right, if you know the door's coming.
And if you don't? If you just have a door frame and putting those on because it looks nice, and then a month later you say it will be better with the door? You put it on when you put on the door?
You know, I mean, if you're planning on
putting the door and you don't, then it's bracha levatala, no?
Well, look, you could wait till after you put up the door to make the bracha.
Right.
But then, if you hold like Rav Sol, you see Rav Soloveitchik's holds that to make a bracha you need a maisa. So there's no maisa again, you put up the mezuzah. So you'd have to take it down. So if you have to take it down anyway, so then what did we gain? Right. So, if you say like Rav Moshe Feinstein, then you don't have to make it you don't need a maisa. So you just make the bracha lay, you put your hand on the thing.
The maisa is not fixing
it to the door. The maisa is
not fixing it
to the
door. That is
the maisa. So maybe, the question is, does the Birkas HaMitzvah require maisa when you're making the bracha or not? So that's what Rav Salvation thought it did. Rav Moshe Feinstein seems to say that you don't need a maisa, you just need a key of mitzvah, so to speak. Even though if you're not doing a physical maisa right now. So if you don't like Rav Moshe Feinstein, then I would say for sure, go ahead and put the mezuzah, make the bracha later. That's what he seems to say in a different context. But if you hold like Rav Soloveitchik, you need a maisa, so then it's not so posh that you can make it. Could be you won't be able to make a bracha. I mean, maybe that's why it's, after all said and done, it's still preferable to put up the mezuzah after the door, even though it's not. So it could be for this reason, because maybe if you put up the door first, you do the mezuzah first on the door, maybe you can't make it, you mafsi the bracha. And any time you mafsi the bracha, you're not supposed to do that lechatchila. You're never supposed to do a mitzvah lechatchila, the Mishnah says, if you're going to mafsi the bracha. So maybe in a chanami. Maybe you can't make the bracha now. Yeah. Well, that's not true. The Gemara says you do make a bracha. It's just that we in the bracha of Leishim HaSukkah, the first night, we include the Asiyas HaSukkah as well. But the Gemara says there's a bracha on the Sukkah as well. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Justin.
Do we have other situations where you would say bracha is not necessarily
of? What are you thinking?
Thinking of last year.
Yeah. What? What's the mitzvah of? Is it peruvu or is it? There's no wine in it. So you're saying that while there may be. Right. Okay, maybe. Okay, now this is what I want to focus on, the following. See, people ask the Shiloh all the time. They come to Washington Heights and they rent an apartment. Right? So the halacha is when you rent an apartment, you don't have to put the mezuzah, you're not chayiv in the mezuzah until day 31. Right? But you know how it is. People, they have to make a cheshbon when day 31 is. So then they want to know, can they just put it up right away as soon as they move in? So the question is, if they would put it up right away before they move in, would that be a question of Tasav Lomid Asif? To put up the mezuzah, because before you move in, it's not chayiv in mezuzah. Because mezuzah is chovas hadar. It's a chiyuv if you're dwelling in it. That's why Rav Abadi Shita is that what? That yeshivas don't really need mezuzahs. Because no one, except for the dormitory. That's the Shita.
There's one yeshiva in Lakewood, I was told, that has his Talmidim running the yeshiva. They follow that policy. But most people, today it doesn't look nice, you know, pastnished. You have a catering hall and there shouldn't be, you know, no one will want to make their weddings there. They don't have mezuzahs there. But a lot of holes that it's not a, no one lives there. It's not a dira. So that's what he holds me right in. You know, you don't need a mezuzah on the office, on the yeshiva, and the thing is, there's no dira there. Only in the dormitory. That's what he holds. He thinks that's a Pashat Trot. Maybe it is. But in terms of practice, you know, people, it's definitely not a, you know, it doesn't look too good, to, you know, when you don't have a mezuzah.
But what if you have an office that, you know, somebody
has a firm
or whatever,
that office? No, I always say, you know, some lawyers spend more time in their office than they do in their own homes. You know, but it's not supposed to be that way. So
so
Rav Lari holds not in an office. So that's why when it comes to, you know, figuring out this, you know, I don't go all crazy, you know, okay, you gotta make sure which way it's going, because, you know, it's not so crushed that we need a mezuzah here. The Shach says in Yeridei, it makes measures where people are learning there the whole day, then maybe you can consider that like a dira. You can put up a mezuzah in the base measure. If it's a base measure that you're learning, you know, like yeshiva base measure that's basically occupied for, you know, hours and hours, you know, 16, 18 hours out of 24 hours, it's being occupied. So even then, as everybody pointed out, it's not so partial, but the Shach says, so then already you can begin to, but the other places that are not being occupied for 16 hours a day, 18 hours a day, so then not.
So according to that logic, you would need to put the office if you're there every day from 9.
Right, but even that, everybody's not the stopping, that that's not so partial, that opinion. Oh. So this is the question. When somebody rents an apartment, they move in, can they say, you know what, I just want to put the mezuzah in now, because, you know, day 30, I'm going to forget. You're going to make a catch on day 30 and then give me away. Let's do it now. Or do you say that's possible at all? So, that's the question. So the simple shot is you're not tired until day 31. So the simple shot is you're not tired, then maybe
you want specific day of my time to tell me.
What do we say? No. So who talks about this? The Milchus Chinuch talks about this. Take a look at the Milchus Chinuch. Page 16. You see the Milchus Chinuch on page 16? V'yesh lachkor b'socher bayis. He rents a house. V'toch shloshim yom shepotim mezuzah. In the middle of 30 days, kavah ba mezuzah. But he put it up before he was supposed to. Im yotze bo la'achar shloshim yom. In other words, will you be yotze? The epsher havi la'itasev lo menosay, the tour, that's a potter. Right? One side is to say, it's what? It's tasev lo menosay. Or, epsher came to rech mechus hazman, eino mikri min ha'osay. But maybe, because, in other words, you're not mechus or anything. Because you have your door, you have your home. It's not like you first have to build, you just have a door frame.
and now you have to first build the house. No, everything is there. The only thing that's missing, and you're even living there. Yeah. The only thing that's missing is what? The 30 days. The 30 days happens by itself. I don't have to build the 30 days. The 30 days comes with itself. So the Gemara has a thing. Mechusas man is, you know, certain context, maybe it's not considered mechusas mais. It's only mechusas man. It's man is memeila. So that's his suffering. That's his suffering. If I would put up a mezuzah, I'm renting a house, so I have 30 days. I have 30 days. So technically speaking, I should wait till day 31 to put on the mezuzah. But what if I don't want to be bothered to have to wait till day 31? I want to be able to do that. Make a cashflow by day 31, and day 31, who knows where I'll be on day 31. I might have an appointment, I might be out of town, I might, you know. So now I'm here, I'll do it, finished. But now you're not chayav. So then, day 31 will come, and you'll use the mezuzah there, but that's maybe half the moment also. Or not. That was his question. So according to the Nezer HaKadosh, what should be? Huh? Because? This is just a Tanakh. This is just a Tanakh. But the essence of the structure is there. And that, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, in his Sefer, on the Sechta Mezuzah, right? He likes this mahalach, and he thinks even if you're not living there yet, you could put up the mezuzah right away, and it works in with this mahalach of the Nezer HaKodesh, because there's no tassim and also here, because the only thing is tassim and also if I'll put the mezuzah on the mold before I put the mold in the doorway, but everything else is the Tanai Bibachot. It's not the essence. The essence is the door frame. What about the Shach? What about the Shach? So, the Shach, you could say, but also agree, because the Maisi, you could say the Shach says, like you said, that, okay, maybe the door frame and the door is part of the door frame. But the concept that you have to actually be living there, maybe we'll just draw the line between Tanai and Etzem in a different place. You understand? So the purist is going to say, no, you need all the 10 things have to be there, and now you put up the mezuzah. And if not, Tashav Lomid also. That's the purist way. And and the other approach is to say, no, the Gemara only said Tassav Elomen also by Mezuzah only in the context of putting up the frame first. So that's why I tell people a lot to just put up the Mezuzah right away. Put up the Mezuzah right away. You have another tzad, like Rosh Hashanah likes to follow the poskim, like Rosh Hashanah has it to say for Rosh Hashanah likes to quote, that if you have a lease or something like that, so that's like more than 30 days even from the get-go. But not everyone agrees to that. But I'm working even without that approach. Even without that approach that a lease is different or you know you're going to be there more than 30 days is different. Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, I think Rav Chaim Kanievsky compares it to shechita. Like, if Lamaisa, you shechta an animal now, you don't have to be that you want to eat the meat now. I'll eat the meat in a year from now. But I'm making it mukshar to eat, so I can make a bracha. So I'm making this house mukshar to live in. People very often, you know, have to realize that if you buy the house, then it has to be up right away. And then people have other problems because they buy a house, so they're moving in. And they're very tired, right? So now they first have to start putting up mezuzahs in the house. So people would rather come a week before, 2 weeks before, and what? And put up the mezuzahs. It would be much easier than the day you're walking in, you're moving in with all the, you know, and then the first patchka around with the mezuzahs is not so easy. So if you're a purist, you say, no, you have to wait till the day you move in. The day you move in. What do we say? No. That's not a din of Tassel and Osa. You can do it right now. Even though there's no chiyuv now, but the door frame is there. Do it now. So that's my hidden agenda, because I'm from the people who like to tell people do it right away. It's easier that way. But the Tassel and Osa might. So if you say that this is war, the Tassel and Osa is only on the etzim, but not on the tonight, then I'm vindicated. And that's why I'm there. So that's your idea. But a lot of times when people leave it to the last minute, you know, and then it's just too busy the day of, when you know... He writes something like that. I think he compares it to speech. You can look it up in the Facebook. I mean, it's a mitzvah, but it's...
Well,
he compares
it... Ago,
yeah, right? We said that, yes.
So it's going
to
be the same thing?
Similar idea. Because very often people are very makel. It's not that they're makel, that they don't know the halacha, that when you buy a house, you have to put it up day one. Then there's no 30-day respite. And the 30 days is only socher bayis mechutz laretz. Right? In Eretz Yisrael, you don't have that heter. But this discussion in the Minchas Chinuch is related to everything that we've said till now. And then he writes, good? Yeah.
Taking the analogy that we have of computers and bringing it back to something, it sounds almost that it's not so important to have four walls, it's not so important to have, well, as long as you know you have the pedal underneath the top.
No, but in the end of the day, you need everything.
But
if you have a sukkah that doesn't have the four walls, you have nothing.
Right.
But the gabe, the din of tasav lo mena osoy, you need the shas asiyah, it'd be meaningful. It doesn't mean that the shas asiyah haschach has to be the gemar, because if it had to be the gemar, it wouldn't be enough that there's just a tefach airspace. You would need 10 tefachim airspace, then you could put the tzchach. But you see from that halacha is very revealing about the whole concept of tasav lo osoy, that tasav lo osoy is not a halacha that the asiyah haschach has to be the makab epatish, that has to be the final thing. It just has to have a meaningful thing at the Shas Asiyah. If it was no tefach airspace, then it's not a shame schach b'chlau, because it's not hovering over anything, hovering over any air. So l'gabei mezuzah, as long as there's a frame, it's a meaningful thing. There's no chiyuv yet. Now, l'gabei the bracha, it's still not so... Poshut, you know, when you can make the bracha. Because if you hold like Rabbi Tam, that a woman can make a mitzvah, says my grandma, that means you could say a shekin shalom mitzvah on Sivanu, even though the grandma understand. But according to, if you hold on to the machaber, and you can't say a shekin shalom mitzvah on Sivanu, women can't do it, so then maybe you can't say a shekin shalom mitzvah on Sivanu until day 31, because it's not Sivanu. But I think Rav Chaim compares it to Shechita. So Shechita, I can make a bracha. Even though I'm planning to eat it 2 months from now. Right. No, who says I'm Chaim Shechita now? I'm not planning to eat it. there's no mitzvah to eat, yet there's still a bracha on the shechita. Yeah. I mean, once you live in a house, then you have to have a mezuzah.
But you're living in a house where they're 31, probably.
Yeah.
Okay, so, by the animal, so, I'm not benefiting from the animal before I'm doing the shechita. I'm living in the house before I'm tithing the mezuzah.
Yeah. Yeah. If you want to take a look here in the footnotes on page 12, we have the tshuva here also, but right, so the what does the Sivas write? Well, let's see the bottom line of page 11. V'nirali, v'af v'das ha-poskim, sh'sorvim sh'im indelas potum imzuzah, im kovak sh'adelas, v'chakak sh'notel adelas v'chazer v'toloso, sh'im, in other words, the Sivas is not with the Karen Ora and with the Moshe Rosen. He's the standard psak is, these people are great people and they said good svaras, but the standard psach is achrei klos hakol, the shach wins and the levush wins. These are the mighty poskim, So he says, so according to the other poskim, even if you put up the mezuzah, so he says, what about according to the shach? If you put up the mezuzah when there was a delos, but then you took the delos off, now do you have to take the mezuzah off and then put it back on? Well, now you have to take the mezuzah back on. So he says, no, it's just like schach, that if you put the schach on the sukkah when there was no shlach, and then you put the shlach on, take the shlach on, it's okay. You don't have to read benaneya the schach, because b'shas, the initial asiya, there was no problem. So the same thing. As long as there was a delos there initially, then it's okay. Even if you take it off later and put it back on, you don't have to take the mezuzah off and put it back on. That's what the Nesiva says. So he quotes here in the footnote, and we'll see I have it back on page 20, or page 12. He says, in Kovashar delos at the bottom, Piskei Mishnah Berura. Mevur Mirabeinu, Delo Havitasa Lenosa. Well, Meshut Ksav Sofer, Kelik Yerodei, he's seeking love of Kosov. Davke Meshach She Parcel of Sodin, Kosov Gilar is a Kosher. Meshut Naschach She Osim Mikonim Behechsher, then Omer. Lo Nigla Menu Dover She Olo Nifso Mimokam Akre. He says, maybe you can make a chiluk that if you put the shlach on the sukkah after you put it up a Hechsher, so it's like a Dover Mimachutz. It's not the essence. But Mezuzah, according to this is within the shach world, that mezuzah is the essence. You have to say the essence is not just the molding, but also the door. So once you took the door off, then you took the essence off. The chiyuv went off, and therefore you're gonna have to take off the mezuzah as well. But by the shlach, the essence of the sukkah is there. It's just something external is blocking it. So then, as long as v'shas ma'isa, the sukkah was good, then you don't have to do it. Aval b'mezuzah shehisir es adelos nispatla ha'si ha'rishon al-gamri. Teikhan b'ay shechai b'mezuzah. Hukuk shechozer v'noser adelos ha'v'leitasem lo b'noz. B'yir divrei ksav sofer hu d'yesh chiluk b'mtsul ha'guf. Sham yesh... No, so you're going to say the same thing as Rav Moshe Rosen, but you're going to say it in a different way, that the Dallas is also part of the essence. So he says, once you So he says, if you do something with the... So he wants to say that maybe by the mezuzah, if you take off the door, Sof Sofer wants to say that maybe the whole chiyuv went off now. It's not just the Domim Brachos. He wants to say it's all totally in the tchila. That's the derechayim. As long as the tchila sasiyah was hechsher, no, we don't care what happens in the meantime. And he says, no, the chiluk is not being tchila now. The chiluk is, if was the psul that happened in the middle an external psul or an intrinsic psul? So if it's just a shlach, that's external. If you took off the door, maybe that's also, you could have, and that's how the shach and the levush are going to be learning. But like Jake asked, what are they going to say? They'll say the door is part of the etzim. It's not a dover mivachos. Because, like you said, the sechel of the sharecha. So that's the zuzus of the sharecha. The fact that you need all these other things, maybe you could say that's external. But if you want to be a purist, you can say that you need everything. Until you have everything, you have nothing. And therefore, until you have everything, you can't even put up the zuzus. Which you could say. But I think the proof is from the Gemara of Kotei Begadish that you don't need everything.
So what if you were
according to the shach, that's what the shach says, you have to repair the door. We just got a thing in our building. They're painting the doors. I don't think they're going to take them off, but they're painting the doors. Yeah, so I don't think they're planning to take off the doors. Tomorrow we'll see, you should start looking at the three redundant and the Makai Friday and other things, but this is what I wanted to explain when you were debating the word Chesed yesterday. Maybe it's going to Bachelor and also, even according to Rama, and that was the whole discussion. And that's relevant to that Mitzvah Schema. And that comes up on. In other words, the door shayla could come up. This comes up all the time. There's people are constantly moving into apartments. Anyone know where to put up the mezuzah and all these things. So that comes up a lot. But this... Okay, go ahead. Okay, Rabbi, sorry.